I am concerned that the left is putting politics ahead of what's best for the country. And there's so many, there's the VA position, Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
About 130 Central Americans, mostly women and children, have arrived at the U.S. border with Mexico in a caravan of asylum-seeking immigrants that has drawn the fury of President Donald Trump. The two busloads arrived late Tuesday in the Mexican border city of Tijuana. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says Mexico needs to be helping us out here, too.
Why isn't Mexico enforcing its immigration laws? They have much tougher immigration laws than we do, as we found out with that Marine that accidentally crossed into Mexico, and he was detained unconscionably, quite honestly. So why isn't Mexico helping us? Well, they're just part of the problem.
The jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault retrial began its second day of deliberations today by revisiting the testimony of a star defense witness who said the accuser once spoke of framing the celebrity for money. Yesterday, the jurors called it a night after rehearing excerpts from Cosby's old deposition testimony. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Ronnie Jackson, President Donald Trump's nominee to run the Veterans Affairs Department, withdrew his name from candidacy today following the release of some new information that he allegedly wrecked a government vehicle while drunk and freely gave out prescription drugs. President Trump was on with Fox and Friends earlier today, where he discussed Jackson and also some of the other things going on by the Democrats to obstruct President Trump's choices for cabinet picks.
Well, I even told them a day or two ago, I saw this where this was going, and, you know, they're very upset because Mike Pompeo, who was, again, first in his class at West Point, top in his class at Harvard Law School, a brilliant guy, a great guy, and somebody I get along with very well, you know, Mike got through, and they thought they had him stopped. The Democrats are obstructionists. It's horrible what they're doing. They're not approving people. They're taking them out to the maximum 30 hours. That's a lot of time, 30 hours, to interview people that are going to be approved. I mean, they go 30 hours, and then people all vote. And it's a disgrace. In fact, they had a report the other day that at this rate, it'll be 9 years before they're allowed to come into government. So you have people that have given up everything. They've given up their jobs. Top-line people, brilliant people. They want to come in and help us in government. And Chuck Schumer and the group take, you know, years to approve them. Years. We have judges that are waiting, top-of-the-line people, the best people in our country. By the way, they're going to be approved, but they take them out till the very, very end.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. I want to talk a little bit about, conditions on the ground, the terrain. I've several times attended various different events where I've had to get security clearance, had to send information into the Secret Service, whether it be attending inauguration, a political convention, various different events where President of the United States, senators, would-be presidents are going to be there. And it's amazing that the type of security that is involved in these various different events, what the Secret Service has to do. Checking everything. Checking it twice. Checking it three times. It's extraordinary. It really is the type of work that they put in. Why am I bringing this up? In many respects, that is what we do. That's my job. Except for you. We look under everything and anything for any sort of risk, problem, whatever it may be, that might upset your portfolio. Tlaib talks about black swan events. I'm going to throw something out there right now. What if tomorrow morning you woke up and Donald Trump was impeached? Or Donald Trump resigned? Or some new bombshell came out of this Michael Cohen New York circus investigation that's taking place? What would happen? These are the realities of the day, whether we like them or not. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't like them. I don't. Hey, I was pretty angry earlier on this past week. I was pretty angry with the President of the United States. We all knew that James Comey was going to go on with George Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, whatever you want to call him, I don't care, Clinton war room hack, and we all knew exactly what Comey was going to say. Chris Wallace described James Comey's book best by calling it bitchy. And that's exactly what it is. There is no need for the President of the United States to take to Twitter and respond like we're back in kindergarten or first grade on the playground. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't see my dad can beat up your dad in one of those tweets. Now, before you get angry and start sending off emails, you super Trumpsters out there, okay, take a couple steps back. I voted for the guy, too. I voted for the guy, too. But you know what? There comes a time when you need to stand above all of the nonsense. You do. And that's what this is. Again, Donald Trump reminding me of Sonny Corleone, for crying out loud. Sonny Corleone, that got Sonny Corleone killed was his temper. Was his temper. He let his temper get the best of him, his anger get the best of him, and it got him killed in the movie. You can learn a lot from watching Godfather 1 and 2. I think I have explained this to our listeners. If you have not got an MBA, just watch Godfather 1 and 2 about 5-6 times a piece, and you're good to go. Basically the same thing. So we've got that going on. And then we've got this other circus going on in downtown New York. I mean, did you see it? There was more paparazzi, more cameras. It was almost as if, like, Elvis came back to life and was going to marry Kim Kardashian and they were going to elope down at the City Hall. I'm still trying to figure out who this Michael Cohen guy is. I don't know if he is the Jewish version of Ray Donovan. Or, I don't know, the New York version of Better Call Saul. But yeah, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. It does. Listen, there was a great, great piece this past week by Andrew McCarthy in National Review Online. Now, Andrew McCarthy, National Review has not been a, by any stretch of the imagination, a pro-Trump publication. They've got some that say, okay, and they're kind of playing it midway. It's a conservative publication. They're not all in for Trump by any stretch. But Andrew McCarthy, who is a former Southern District of New York prosecutor, has called it pretty straight along the way. He's given insight into the Mueller investigation and all the nonsense that's there. But even he came out and said that this is a real problem. For you to get this many people to sign off on the seizure of documents and information, that is highly problematic. Now, all of this stuff that's floating around out there, I have to ask you again. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Could you deal with, I mean, it could happen. It is a reality, my friends. It's a reality. And we have to take it like that as a risk. Now, you listen to this program. I'm pulling for the president. There's a lot of really good things going on. And we're going to talk about these things today in regards to the economy. From the amount of people being on food stamps that are down, to the earnings numbers coming in across the board, to regulations being stripped, allowing businesses to go out there and build and expand like ever before. All of this is great. And this is why I want the president to stick around. But I'm here to tell people, if, again, you're not talking about this or your financial planner hasn't started discussing with you what could happen, then you've got an issue. We've been working our buttocks off. Shot in the buttocks. Forrest Gump. No, we've been working our buttocks off this past week. Now, not as much as our accountants have. This past week, our accountant, they're going nuts. But a ton of people going to the website and getting their financial plan redone. And I quickly want to go over this with everybody again. This is thorough. Okay, we go through and we take a look at every single fund that you have and take a look at what fees you are paying and everything that you're holding on to save you every nickel, every dime. We try to mitigate as much risk as possible. And most importantly, we get to know who you are and where you want to be. We also have to understand your risk tolerance. Could you wait? Could you? Could you wake up one morning, see that Donald Trump is going to resign from office, a la Richard Nixon? And deal with a, 2,000-point drop in the market. Is that something that you could stomach? It's something you need to prepare for. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But we're prepared for it. And you should be, too. It's all about understanding. We talk about this. Yeah, and it's Navy SEALs say, they give you a map. You're going on a plan. You're going to do something. So you got this map. But then you get there, and the terrain is different. Well, you know what? You've got to go with the terrain. The terrain has changed as far as your financial plan has gone. It's changed. And it's because of Trump. All of the various things that we've been talking about here on the program. We're going to talk today. The pension situation is getting worse and worse and worse. And it's not going to get better. It's not. The fact that, gee whiz, people haven't saved enough. The numbers are off the charts. You're going to live longer, which is great. All of these things you haven't taken into account. Financial planners, this is what we're seeing. Most certainly not schlock brokers. They haven't taken this into account. It's high time you should. Have to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Be back. In the dark, I like to read his
mind. Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan. And
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift.
From my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get Lily, inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
I mean, it's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
One of my favorite stand-up comedians. I got a one of them. I because I have so many of them that I really like. It was also, in my opinion, a great talk radio show host, Dennis Miller. He used to have this line that he would use. I don't want to get off on a rant here, but, and then he would go off on a rant. Before we get into talking about bankrupt public employee pensions, we gotta talk a little bit about Starbucks. Now, full disclosure here. In my opinion, Starbucks coffee is awful. It's terrible. I don't like it at all. I don't go into Starbucks. I don't drink Starbucks. Pete's coffee, on the other hand, outstanding. I am more for the mom and pop coffee shop guy. But anyway, you have an employee at one of your 8,000 locations, company-owned locations, do something stupid. Do something dumb. People come into your store, they want to use the bathroom. They don't want to buy anything. You tell them no. They decide to wait around there and tell you that they're waiting for somebody. You proceed to call the police to kick them out. Not smart. Not smart in 2018. Now, okay, this is getting attention. And again, I'm not politically correct by any stretch. We all know this. This would get zero attention if we were dealing with a white person or we were dealing with a Asian person. Latino, I doubt it. Probably wouldn't get any attention. But black, yes. Great way to get a lot of attention. That's the world we live in today. So what does Starbucks decide to do? Decides to shut down 8,000 locations to do some sort of bull excrement diversity training one afternoon. I will not step foot in one of those. I don't care if my kids, I want a coffee cake or something. No. No. Why? Because you're insulting my intelligence. I mentioned that Godfather bit. Yeah. I'm a little bit like Michael Corleone. I don't like my intelligence insulted. Stop insulting my intelligence. And all you idiots out there with your protest, Starbucks, and here's a lesson for all you little snowflakes out there. Let me tell you what a corporation is. A corporation is a tax ID number and a logo. A corporation can't be racist. A corporation can't steal money. Corporation can't rip you off. People do that. So if I was in charge of Starbucks, I would have said this. We're not a racist company. Those people that we happen to hire there, looks like they were. I don't even know if they were. I just think that they made a really poor choice. Therefore, we're firing them. Thank you. Done. And I know you're not doing enough, and this world is mean, and it's terrible. Oh, shut up, please. Enough already with this. Oh, boy. All right. Sorry. I had to get that off my chest. Couldn't deal. All right. Pension crisis. Yeah, we can talk about our federal government's debt, right? That's a ticking time bomb. What about the liabilities for the state and local public employee pensions? New report came out. And again, this is a big, fat, juicy, see, I told you so moment. I don't know what number we're up to now. The Pew Charitable Trust shows that the problem is getting out of hand. In 2016, the most recent full year for which the data is available, states were more than $1.4 trillion in the red. Pension debt has increased for 15 straight years and shows no signs of abating. Now, you want to get the reality of this. What's even scarier is that the pension debt continues to grow despite the fact that we, the taxpayers, continue to put more and more money. In fact, we've doubled as a share of state revenue over the past 10 years. These are all unsustainable, not to mention the fact many of these pension funds are run by some politician's idiot cousin. Oh, yeah. I dealt with that in the state of Florida. Yeah, you got Billy Joe Bob something running the pension because he's related to some politician somewhere. And Billy Joe Bob likes to golf. And these bad hedge funds know that. And they take Billy Joe Bob out golfing in the Bahamas. And Billy Joe Bob gives them the pension money. You know the median public pension investment gained just 1% in 2016? 1%. They could have taken the money, and bought a CD with it and got a better level of return. You know what they're expected to gain? 7.5%. This is a reality. And again, I'm talking about public employee pensions. We've talked here on the program about the issues we have with Social Security going forward because they're real issues. Do you think taxpayers are going to be able to bail this out? With what? With what money? There's going to become a moment in time where, you know, they're going to have to make cuts. And I've seen this happen all over the globe. And it's not pretty. It hasn't happened here yet, but it's going to. It started already in certain areas. You don't think that I get the phone calls from people? My pension's been cut? Yeah, it doesn't get publicized. They don't like scaring people. They don't like getting people all worked up about this stuff. Here's the thing, people. You have to be prepared. We're talking about in the first segment, we're talking about terrain. The terrain has changed. Now, well before we had a radio show, this is decades ago, we were beating this very same drum. And many of us thought we were like Chicken Little. Oh, look at those people over at Murkowski. Look at they're telling people to prepare for Social Security going under and pensions imploding. I didn't say it was going to happen tomorrow. I just know that 2 plus 2 is equal 4. And you keep telling us 2 plus 2 equals 20. And I'm here to tell you that eventually, yeah, the numbers just don't work. They don't. Never have. Never have. When it comes to Social Security, FDR himself stated that Social Security was unsustainable. He wanted to go to private accounts sometime around 1965. Oh, you didn't learn that in civics class? No, of course not. They want your good little government drones relying upon them. Listen, you gotta get control of this, people. You gotta get your arms around it as soon as possible. And if you have to make adjustments, if you have to start doing some things outside of your pension, do it. No excuses. We're all grown up now, right? When you know when you're grown up, you take responsibility for everything in life. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll help you take that responsibility. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump welcomed wounded warriors and their family members to the White House. The president took the opportunity to say, "We will not forget about families and folks who were hurt on the battlefield."
My pledge to you, our noble warriors, is that my administration will support you and your loved ones and your amazing families every single day, now and always.
Dr. Ronnie Jackson, President Donald Trump's embattled pick for the Veterans Affairs Secretary, withdrew his nomination earlier today. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers explains why she is concerned that Jackson withdrew his name for consideration.
And I respect his decision just to pull out. I am concerned that the left is putting politics ahead of what's best for the country. And there's so many. There's the VA position, Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm not kidding. This is a true story. This is happening during the commercial break. No joke. In my, I have my little studio office here. And this has been going on all day. I've got this bird outside that keeps banging into my window. And I don't know why. Is this like the dumbest bird in the entire world? I don't know. I don't know how to deal with it. I keep going over to the window. I keep banging at the bird. I keep trying to shoo the bird away, but the thing keeps coming back and banging on the window. Maybe it's this crazy cold winter we've got going on. It's driving the bird psycho or something like that. I know it's driving me nuts. Maybe it's driving the bird. I haven't yet taken to banging my head against the window or a wall, but woohoo. Anyway, welcome back. Latest news that 65% of Americans are saving just 10% or less of their income for retirement. The amount may not be enough to secure their retirement, as they should be saving more than 15% of their income to have a comfortable retirement. Uh-huh. And again, I like the recommendations they give. To boost your retirement savings, clients should consider downsizing, getting a second job, and minimizing car costs. Yeah, that's true. That's helpful. But again, you also take a look at certain people that made, in my opinion, not the right decision, getting themselves into too much debt at a young age. Yeah, that's a big one. People fail to realize that. The earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. That's the true magic of compounding. It's not so much the amount, it's the time. Time is the key. And we've done that. We've played with the compounding calculator here on the program. And if you can get started saving right away, you're good. I mean, you are good to go. But especially in today's day and age, kids graduating college, $500, $600, $800, $1,500 a month in student loan debt with an entry-level job, it's hard. It's hard. I understand that. And again, part of the terrain, which means conventional thought about retirement needs to be thrown away. It does. It worked for a while. Congratulations, everybody out there that got their big fat pension. Hey, listen, my father's got one. I tease him all the time. I tease him all the time about it. Tier one. The deal he's got is ridiculous. Never happen again. Not possible. It's not mathematically possible. You have to change your thinking. You may have to work longer. Some of the things that we've written about, we've talked about moving toward a 3-day work week later on in life. It is what it is, people. And it's okay. It's okay. You just have to adapt. Anyway, I want to talk about this. This is a problem too. It's a story. Rising home prices push borrowers deeper into debt. Then I'll couple this one with subprime mortgages make a comeback with a new name and soaring demand. Are you serious? You know what they read? They're not called subprime anymore. Non-prime. They're not too creative there on Wall Street when it comes to naming things. It went from subprime to non-prime. Please, people, don't do it. Don't do it. There's a lot that's involved with owning a home. And I've written about this. We help people out with this. We'll talk you through this too. But the last thing in the world you want to be is house poor. If you have to hold off and you have to rent, so be it. I get it. The real estate agents out there are always going to be pitching you on you're going to be missing out on something and you better do it now. You better do it now. You better. Come on. Come on. Stop. You need to get into something you can afford. Because your home, I don't care what that nice real estate agent is telling you, is not an investment vehicle. It's not. It's a place to live. It's a life necessity. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our white paper on the retirement crisis, a lot of what we're talking about today. All there at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Mike Hewitt here. Why is it that if we disagree on a few political issues, we have to be enemies? Seriously, how did we get here? Did we stumble blindly through a mean-spirited fog? Or have we been driven here by some unknown source? And for what purpose? It's truly an enigma to me. When did we arrive at this point where truth is secondary to political position, especially in our media and with some of our office holders, but more importantly, with many or even most Americans, folks like you and me? If we stumbled here by happenstance, can we find our way home again? And if we've been delivered to this point on purpose, can we break free? You know, can we embrace and employ common sense again? I guess in the end, it's a personal choice we each have to make. My dad used to tell me that some situations called for alone time over a cup of coffee, maybe a glance in the mirror to measure the honesty of the person looking back. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
People, I'm not lying. This is crazy to me. Again, during the commercial break, there that same. It's a robin. This robin keeps banging into my window. I go over there again to bang on the window to scare the bird away. And then I'm looking at the branch right next to the window. There's a cardinal on one. There's a blue jay on the other, just watching the robin bang its head into my window. It's like some sort of weird cartoon that's going on here. I don't know. Like I said, I'm inquiring minds want to know. I want to know why the robin is doing this. I remember I talked about the Leonardo da Vinci book I read and how they found this question. Because he used to take notes in his little codexes, and he made a note to himself to figure out what a woodpecker's tongue was like. He actually did that. He went and figured it out. It was kind of extraordinary because actually the woodpecker's tongue goes out, and it's obviously used for foraging, but comes back in and then surrounds the woodpecker's brain so it could bang its head and not get hurt. Pretty cool if you actually think about it. But anyway, I digress. I'm still fascinated by this. Anyway, this is a story in the Wall Street Journal. For some reason, my ideas are starting to get picked up on. Little by little. We're always, again, miles and miles and miles and miles ahead of the mainstream media or the mainstream business press, that's for sure. And saw the story this past week. Saving more for retirement versus working longer. Staying on the job even for a little while can have a much bigger impact on your nest egg than saving more. And they basically do some numbers here and talking about it's a paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research. And they're looking to illustrate the trade-off between working longer and saving more. And it finds out that delaying retirement and Social Security payouts by just 3 to 6 months had the same impact on retirement income as saving 1% of your salary a year for 30 years. Now, again, I didn't dig deep into the paper. I don't know what level of return they were giving that 1% of your salary. I'm assuming they're probably giving it the rate of inflation. Probably nothing much higher than that. It's probably something pretty low. I get that. They've got to go to that. They've got to be very, very conservative in their estimation. But there's something to be said. Something to be said. Because, again, we've talked about life here on the program. Because that's part of it. What kind of life you want to live? You want to avoid that vacation with the kids to put the extra money away? I don't know. The kids are going to only be there for so long. When we set and we put down certain dates, when we're going to do this or when we're going to complete that, and life doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Sometimes you just have to go with the flow. And again, I'm one that is constantly examining my own existence. And I come to the realization. Gee whiz, I'm working pretty long here. Maybe I should, try to find a little bit more. You have to find that balance. And I know everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are behind the eight ball. Yeah, you've got to catch up. Yeah, I get that. Maybe cutting some, maybe downsizing, doing some other things to help save a little bit more is going to help. But also maybe rethinking the entire plan as a whole and when you're going to stop working. That might be in the cards also. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We're going to do some ripoffs and scams when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Four pieces that I found that, again, these are things that I have been suggesting for a long time. 64 million Americans live in multi-generational households. That was one headline. Another one, the share of American young adults living with their parents is the highest it's been in 75 years. That means kids are coming home, taking a look at that college loan bill and saying, I can't cut it. I mentioned that here on the program. If I was looking at the bill that these kids are facing today, my life would be completely different. There's only so much risk that, again, some kid is going to take. And I know my nature, I would have been, at that point, I would have been scared. I moved to New York City with a couple $1,000s in my pocket that I had saved up, going to get a job, railroad apartment there, sleeping in a basement of this old brownstone on the Upper East Side. I was willing to hack that, but I don't know if I would have been able to do it if I had a $1,000 a month bill that I had to pay back to the school. My rent was bad enough at that point in time. So it's changing things. Now, that's one thing. But the other thing is the multi-generational households. Listen, I grew up in a... I'm half Italian, half Polish, but I grew up in a very, very Italian upbringing. My aunt, my grandmother lived right next door. They were at our house all the time. We shared the yards. We helped each other out. It was just, that's how I grew up. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't. My in-laws live with me now. I don't care. They speak Greek to my kids. My kids learn another language. They're helpful. My wife and I get to do things. Listen, not everybody's able to handle it, but I think you might want to start rethinking this because this is another option. And we're already starting to see it. Home builders are starting to incorporate mother-in-law, they call them mother-in-law apartments, whatever you want to call them, into a lot of new homes. It is what it is. Again, deal with the terrain. Don't complain about it. All right, got to talk about this. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is being headed up right now by Mick Mulvaney. Mick Mulvaney is doing a fantastic job. He is. He's getting rid of ridiculous regulations. He's bringing that entire organization under the, he's trying to bring it under the oversight of Congress. You think about that. Here's a guy that's basically omnipotent in his position. Yeah, Dodd-Frank basically created an omnipotent government official. When do you ever see a government agent give up power? Well, that's what Mick Mulvaney is doing. But they're also, looks like they're going to announce a pretty big fine against Wells Fargo. It would be the largest record fine. See, never put out a fine like this. Could go as high as $1 billion. $1 billion. I wonder what Elizabeth Warren has to say about that, because the CFPB's previously, their biggest fine was $100 million, and again, that was Wells Fargo. Almost $1 billion, and this was based upon what Wells Fargo was doing to its mortgage borrowers and its auto borrowers, and forcing them to overcharging mortgage borrowers, forcing customers to buy auto insurance they didn't need. Now, I'm going to take this maybe a little bit differently. And I want everybody to kind of understand this. And I did mention this earlier on the program when it came to Starbucks. Wells Fargo, it's that, horse and carriage company, you know, the logo. They had the song, the Wells Fargo wagon is coming to town. Yeah. It's that and a tax ID number. This is my problem. You're fining the company. You're hitting the shareholders. You're hitting the shareholders pretty hard. Hit the company hard. Is anybody going to be held responsible? Because I know the tax ID number and the logo didn't sit down at some board table there at the Wells Fargo's office and said, you know what? We got a lot of these dumb customers here, and we can rip them off. We'll overcharge our mortgage borrowers, and we'll force customers to buy auto insurance they don't need. Do you honestly think that this is going to stop or change anything? It never has. Never has. It is, again, I've been talking about this for so long. White collar crime on Wall Street, you pay a fine and you walk away. Why is it that the executives, the people behind this, because there were people sitting somewhere coming up with this idea that are still working there at Wells Fargo. Remember that old Chris Rock skit there? That tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. These are bad people that are still there. I mean, if you want to be a criminal, your best bet is to go get a job on Wall Street and rip people off. Because you know what? The company will cover for you. They pay the fine, and you don't get in trouble. If you do happen to get fired, you'll be working across the street in no time. Remember that scene from Goodfellas where they're at the barbecue and Henry Hill's explaining how the mafia is kind of like a police force or a reckoning for wise guys and how you kick back up? Well, Wells Fargo does what they want. As long as they kick back up to Washington, D.C., they can continue doing what they're doing. Now, I'm going to be honest, people. Stories like this, and my longtime listeners now, been on the air for 18 years. If I did this story 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'd be yelling and screaming. I'd be going nuts. I don't anymore. I don't. I don't think things are going to change. I don't. The only way they're going to change is if you change who you're doing business with. That's all. To allow companies like this to manage your money is an exercise in stupidity. It is. They show you time and time again, that tiger, go tiger. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Senate voted today 57-42 to confirm CIA Director Mike Pompeo to be President Donald Trump's next Secretary of State. Scott Pruitt is testifying on Capitol Hill today before a House and Energy and Commerce panel. Take a listen to a portion of his opening statement.
Ultimately, as the administrator of the EPA, the responsibility for identifying and making changes necessary rests with me and no one else. With that being said, facts are facts and fiction is fiction. And a lie doesn't become truth just because it appears on the front page of the newspaper. Much of what has been targeted towards me and my team has been half-truths or, at best, stories that have been so twisted that they do not resemble reality. And I'm here, and I welcome the chance to be here, to set the record straight in these areas.
Taking a quick look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right now the Dow is up over 200 points. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Many of the public schools in the state of Arizona are closed today as the teachers are walking out and supporters are down at the Arizona State Capitol demanding a 20% pay raise for teachers and about a $1 billion return in school funding, which would help with other parts of the education system. Republican Governor Doug Ducey says he's laid out a plan.
I think when people understand the plan, when they understand the $100 million in additional assistance, the commitment to $371 million so that they can also pay support staff, that this is something that we can do, and I'm excited about it, but we need to get it through the legislature.
Teachers in Colorado are also unhappy with their pay, so about 10,000 of them are heading to Denver to take part in a rally there as well. And finally, with the markets experiencing the volatility that they are, more and more people are keeping their funds in checking accounts. The average consumer checking balance has increased in 23 of the last 30 quarters. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed.